stories online.
Working a job that doesn't involve a ton of interaction with other living people can sometimes be wonderful. Late at night, you're by yourself for the most part, maybe one coworker, maybe two. And then sometimes those sort of jobs lead you to have to explore long, empty, narrows of hallway or buildings by yourself to find out what those noises are coming from down the hall. Sometimes it's met with confusion, especially when no other living beings are found. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear of one such story, a security guard and his coworker wandering halls, wandering buildings that should otherwise be empty. Get the full story when you become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. When you sign up, you have a choice: monthly membership, $5 a month, or full year membership, get one of those months free and a bunk bed bell. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. And one evening, yes, once again around 11 p.m., the alarm buzzed at us. My colleague and I were talking about your show, and she jumped. She asked what made that noise, and I explained it to her. I said, "That's strange how it happens, but not to worry about it." Joking, I added, "It's probably our ghost." Without fail, the buzzer went off immediately. She latched hold of my arm and we shuffled off. She was in the men's restroom cleaning while I was by the water fountain cleaning and polishing it. I hear her talking and laughing, but I'm not really paying much attention. I figure she's on the phone with one of her children. No big deal. Minutes later, she yells, "Oh, hush!" About this point, I'm finished with the water fountain, going to the restroom where she is to inquire about who she was speaking with. She wasn't on her phone. She gave me a queer smile and somewhat timid look and said, "Don't mess with me. I'm not in the mood to be scared." I look equally perplexed now, and I retort, "I don't know what you're talking about. I heard you talking and laughing, and I figured you were on your phone." In kind, she responded, "No. I was telling you about how Zach scared me last week and made me scream, so I was laughing about it while retelling you." Shocked now, I said, "I never asked you about that. I was cleaning the water fountain." She looked very unnerved, and she said, "You were speaking to me from around the corner. You asked me about how I got scared last week. Why are you trying to scare me now?" I looked in her eyes, and I promised, "I love joking with you, but I'm telling you, I wasn't speaking at all." So it seemed a disembodied voice communicated with my colleague, using my voice somehow. This shook her to the core. Just another day on the job, right? How about that? Disembodied voices using others' voices to communicate, that's usually the recipe for a not-so-human haunting. Hear the full story when you become an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. You also get access to all of our bonus episodes, all 116 EPP bonus episodes. Exclusive bonus video content, new episode of Seeing Ghosts is out this week. You don't want to miss that. There's so much more. Check it out for yourself and help keep us on the air at ghostpodcast.com.